Shmuel Aleph, Perek Beis, Pasuk Vav, Chana's Shira continues, Hashem memis umechaya, Hashem kills and gives life, as Mesudas David says, lo v'mikreva, nothing happens by any kind of coincidence. And this is a direct reference, he says, to the idea of Penina, who had all of those children. She had 10 children, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Nebuch death to those children. And at the same time, he gave life to the son, and eventually 5 children, of the barren woman of Chana, and did not prevent her from giving birth, from conceiving a child. Morid Sha'ol Vayo'al. He lowers to the grave and also brings up. The word Sha'ol, the man Loez points out, meaning the depths, the nether world, the world all the way down at the bottom, is used for grave rather than the word kever, because this may also be a reference to Korach, the ancestor of Chana's husband Elkanah, who went down to the Sha'ol, and the earth covered him over. He davened that he too be allowed to rise together with all of those who would eventually, Vayo'al, who would eventually rise in the resurrection. So it mentions being lowered to Sha'ol, doesn't mention dying, but mentions that they were lowered to Sha'ol while they were alive, which is what happened to Korach and his entire encampment. We know from the beginning of Parshas Korach that Korach was not a fool. He was very, very clever. He was smart. He had attained a certain degree of nevuah, even though this led to his downfall. What the Chazal tell us is that Korach had seen in a vision that he would have a descendant who would be a tremendous leader of the Jewish people, namely Shmuel HaNavi. And so he felt it was not possible for him to die as a result of his rebellion against Moshe, and this led him into sins of ego and of taking too much for granted. But Chana didn't want Shmuel to share any of the blame for what happened to Korach, so she even davened for Korach's salvation. So this idea of that Korach himself should eventually be part of the resurrection and be brought down into Sha'ol, Hashem gives death in this life. Hashem kills in order to give life in Olam Haba, is the reference that Chazal say. Pasuk Zayin, Hashem Morish Uma'ashir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make people poor. Morish can sometimes mean to inherit, but in this case it means to make poor, from the word Shoresh, the man Loez connects it to, which means the root. He uproots. So he is Morish, he uproots those who are wealthy and makes them poor, but he can make rich from those who were poor and make them wealthy. So the uprooting can be, pardon me, either the poor or the rich being uprooted from their former status and changed to a new status. Mashpil, he can bring low. Af Meromeim, and he likewise also, Af also, lifts up. Meromeim sometimes can imply anger, because Charon Af is the trait of anger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests a person before making him rich, creating a situation to see what happens in terms of him losing his temper. If he refrains from getting angry, then this raises him up. This is Meromeim him in virtue, in proper attitude, and he will receive the bounty that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind for him. If not, then the bracha can go elsewhere. Also, the Rav Ilan Ginyan, who I've mentioned before, says in the name of the Mitzudas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu breaks the haughtiness of people who have been satiated, who are full, can push them down under those who used to be poor. And this is the kind of thing that can break an ego. If you look at contemporary politics, people you would never expect to be raised up high end up in a very high level. People who were on top of the world and felt like they were in charge of everything, sometimes there's no one to go but down, and then they drop. And of course, the reference to poverty can also imply Chana, who was impoverished from having children, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu raised her up as well. Pasuk Ches, make him me'ofar dol. Some beautiful words that we still use in davening all the time. He raises up the poor from the afar, from the dust. Me'ashpos yarim evyon. He can raise up, or he raises up from the ashpa, from the garbage heap, from the dunghill, those who are destitute, those who are completely without any kind of property. Lehoshiv im nedivim. To set them with those who are noble. Nedivim is often used for nediv, nedava, somebody who gives a lot of tzedakah, who is a philanthropist. So a poor man who is supported by somebody who gave him tzedakah, by a philanthropist, and he himself shows tremendous mitzvos and Talmud Torah, he is qualified to be raised up, the chisei kavod yanchilem, to make them possess the throne of glory. So he will sit with the very same nobles who paid his way when he was showing his true value as a very poor person. There are many examples, the Chazal tell us, of people who have been raised up from poverty, from being destitute. Yosef, who was down, Yosef Atzadik, who was down at the lowest level in prison, as a mere prisoner, becomes the viceroy of Egypt. The Navi Daniel, David HaMelech, was behind the sheep, as we will see later in Sefer Shmuel, and eventually becomes the king of all of Klal Yisrael. Ki la Hashem mitzukei eretz vayoshes aleihem tevel. Because to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the foundations of the earth, and he set the world upon them. The foundations of the earth are tzaddikim, are the righteous. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knowing that the righteous are very few, distributes them throughout the generations, so that every dar has a righteous person to keep that dar alive, that eventually will lead to the point where all the oppressor's success will be taken away and Klal Yisrael will be redeemed. And we see, not only that, that according to one interpretation of this pasuk, it is the poor who are the foundations of the earth, and they serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and upon them he sets his world, which is not quite the same as the non-Jewish adaptation of this, that the meek shall inherit the earth. This is a direct reference to the poor being necessary for the upkeep of the world, which is something, of course, that the wealthy and the well-to-do often would never even consider.